I'd like to thank Rav Nachum David, that's gone involved, that got us here to speak in front of the Choshua Tzibur. Today, there's a shaila, a very interesting shaila happened. The shaila was as follows. There was a yid, he was walking in Eretz Yisrael at night, it was after Nacht, and a weekday, and Kiyadua, you know, Geula and Bnei Brak, all the shops are open till 12 o'clock at night. And he's walking past the shop, and someone comes out of the shop and tells him, listen, I'm a Photoshop, and I'd like you to come in to help me. He said, what was the problem? He said, I want you to help me, there's this boy, a mitzvah boy, unfortunately he's not from a frum mishpacha, and we want to put on tefillin, and we want to take a photo of him. And it seems the photographer also didn't know how to put on tefillin, either he wasn't frum, or it was hard for him to put on tefillin someone else. So he asked this yid, it was a Talmud Chacham, he said, will you put on the tefillin for him? So the Talmud Chacham, he did what he was asked, he put on the tefillin, but later he had pangs of conscience. He wasn't sure, was it the right thing? Was it the right thing to put on tefillin? What was the shaila? Because at Nacht, after nightfall, you don't put on tefillin. So did he do the right thing? Just derech agav, we were talking about zilzul tefillin. Was it a zilzul to put on tefillin just for a photo? That one could clear. Perhaps one could say as follows, that if a boy is brought up from, and he puts on tefillin every day, if it's a zilzul, to put it on just for the photo. Perhaps that's a zilzul. It could be. But if someone's, you look at the context, he wasn't from at all. And this boy, Khalila, who knows when next he'll put on tefillin. So, on the contrary, he reminisces, oh, that time upon tefillin, he sees the picture, gives him a feeling of pride. Esher, it's, by there we can say, Ma'alim Mikoidis, it's not Zildul. One could think about it. But the main shaila that occurred to him was it right at all to put it on after Nacht? So this shaila came, like many, many interesting shailas, it came to Rav Zilberstein. And Rav Zilberstein said, he's seen a shaila similar. It's similar, not the same. There was, in the camps, unfortunately in the camps, the Yidden didn't have time to daven very much, and it was very hard, and there was one pair of tefillin. In one of the camps, there was one pair of tefillin. And the shaila was, the Yidden had to work already from very early in the morning. So they wanted to put on tefillin already from early, before Mashiach, the time of tefillin Mashiach, they wanted to put on early, could be before even daytime, Bashkoma, and they wanted to put on very early, earlier than the normal time. So, and they, obviously there was a row of people, a line of people putting on tefillin, and they could only put on for a few minutes, but that was the only time they could put on tefillin in a day. So the shaila was, are they allowed to do it before Mashiach? Because the halach is, the Chazal say, you're only allowed to put on Mashiach Chaveri. But you can't put it on before. And that was the shaila. And this shaila was put in front of Rav Shaya Aronson Zatzal. He was a Rav, who was there in the camps, Mamash off and on. And he said, you're allowed to. He said, what was his basis? His basis was as follows. He says, why are you not allowed to put tefillin on a banacht? But emesis, min atayra, we paskin, laila, zman tefillin. Laila is zman tefillin. Why do we not put on at Nacht? Because Shema Yishan Ben, you might sleep in them. What's wrong if you sleep in them? So Rashi says Shema Yafiach or Shema Yerakeri, he might do it to you. So it's a zilzul, a disgrace of the tefillin. And therefore the Chazal said you're not allowed to put on tefillin by night. And that's why we don't put on tefillin by night. There is a shail, you've already got tefillin on already, if you're allowed to keep it on. And there's another shail as well. If Lamoshul is in a place where there's no shmirah for the tefillin, and the only way to shomer it is having the tefillin on, according to the Gaon, the Chayyadim, you can actually put it on in order to be shomer. But those are exceptions to the rule. But in general, you're not allowed to put on tefillin by nacht. And certainly, to go lechatchila put on tefillin by nacht, you're not allowed. So the shaila is, what would happen as follows? And the Gemara itself clears it. The Gemara itself discusses it. What would happen if someone has to go on a journey, and he has to get up early, before Mashiach, The Gemara says as follows. Gemara says, as mashkim, he gets up early, lotzeis lederach, to go on a journey. So why can't you wait while he's on the journey and wait till Mashiach can put on tefillin? Because it says, in this example, misyore is scared shem yovdu, they might get lost. Somehow or other, because if he has it in his hand, he might drop chalila, or some way or other it'll get lost. So therefore, he decides to put on tefillin now, before Mashiach, and later on, when it comes to Mashiach, he'll be mashmish with the tefillin, he'll move the tefillin a bit, and then make the brocha. But the main thing that concerns us, it says he's allowed to put on tefillin before Mashiach. This could be halacha l'maaseh, where everyone's got to ask their rav. If someone's going on a journey, going on a plane, and he's not sure when he'll be able to put on tefillin, and so on and so forth, he has to ask the rav if there's some hetter to put on Mashiach. Yes?
That means you're not allowed to teach a bar mitzvah boy by night how to put on tefillin. Because I'm sure that he didn't make a bracha when he put it on for the first
time. Yeah. Yizichah probably didn't put, make a bracha, no. Besides that, there's other... That's a very good point what you're saying. Very good point. We'll come to that. Yes, we'll come to it in a minute. It's a very, very good point, very good point. So, Rabbi Shai Aronson passing in the camps, based on this Gemara, that yes, the Gemara itself, the Chazal themselves gave an exception to the rule. The Chazal themselves, they themselves have said it's also to put it on at Nacht, put it on Mishiaki because Shem Yishim Bem. They themselves, the Chazal spelled it out quite explicitly, that you're allowed to put on tefillin if you need to go on a journey, Mashkimul says the Derech, and you're scared, you'll get lost. Obviously, in each particular example, one has to ask thereof. But that's the basic idea, and therefore in the camps where it was mamish extenuating circumstances, therefore he allowed them to put it on. That was the only time they could put it on, and they probably put it on for a few minutes for Yotzah and the mitzvah and kachaba. Ad Khan, the psak of Rav Shai Aronson. So the question is, what about here? This yid wants to put on tefillin by the boy at Nacht. The MC is looking at the Gemara, and then it's all brought down, the loch is all brought down the Simon Lamed. And the Gemara is Menachos Lamed Vav. It didn't say any examples of putting on at Nacht. The only examples I could find was if a person is worried, that it might get stolen and so on, then it is a tzad in the Gaon to learn Pshat in the Gemara that you have to actually put it on in order that it shouldn't get lost or whatever, it shouldn't get stolen. And there's another example that's brought to Shulchan Aruch. If already you're wearing it, if you're mechuyev, it's halacha be'emorikin, if you have to take it off. But chatchila, to put tefillin on at night, I haven't seen it. I mean, it's nishkan rai that I haven't seen it. It's nishkan rai. I'm just saying, looking at Simon Lamed in the Gemara Menachos Lamed. Rav Zilberstein, he says that he gave a heter, and he says he thinks it's a tremendous zach because he said that for this boy might reminisce years later, he had tefillin on and he might bring him in Ruhi Tshuva, but might bring him sparks of Yiddishkeit, and it might encourage him further. Also, as our shayla has to be put towards a Rav, if it's a Lachal Maisa. What are we saying? Oh, so the truth is, you're saying like this. You're saying, what happens if he puts it on Shloil Shei Mitzvah? Will it be better? The Chayra not, because the whole idea is Shem Yishin Bem. So if it's Shema Yishin Ben, my nafkamina, if it's Shema Mitzvah not, the whole problem is you might sleep in it. So the Shema Mitzvah is not going to make it better. So you're saying it's good, or? So Mr. Hyman's saying a very good swara. Oh, Zotar Gavaldika swara. No, okay. It's a very good swara. Mr. Hyman's saying, in this particular example, this boy is not going to fall asleep because he's very excited. He's having a photo. He's going to make sure he stays up for the photo. And he's zich, not going to fall asleep. So, that was the swara Rav Zilberstein says. Rav Zilberstein says that swara. He says, in this circumstance, he's not going to fall asleep. Zich not. I'm just clearing that the Chazal don't seem to, and the Shulchan Aruch don't seem to bring examples that way around, putting on at night in such a case. I don't know. But Rav Zilberstein Taka says, the swara you says, Rav Zilberstein says. Now, there's another very interesting shaila. We all know that tefillin, women are potter from tefillin. Why are they potter from tefillin? Because mitzvah says it's man groma. Why the mitzvah that says it's man groma, it's got fixed time. Where do we see it's got fixed time? Tourists, yeah. Shabbos in Yom Tov, it states in the Posset, as by tefillin, it states, this is how we pass it, it's all machlokes in the Gemara, but we pass it, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it states, by tefillin, it says, Voya, state Voya Lecho Lo Ois, it should be a sign, Al Yodcho, Lizkorn Bein Anecho. So we see that tefillin is an Ois. Tefillin is an Ois. If it's an Ois, so therefore, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is also an Ois, therefore, it's not applicable. It's a zilzil for the ois. It's a zilzil for the ois because you have an ois on Shabbos. Now, where did it say ois by Shabbos? It says as following: Kisiso, va'ata davar b'nei Yisrael leimoy, ach eshabsoisa tishmoyu, ki ois hi beini b'neichem. It's a sign beini b'neichem. The Dora seichem. So we see it's an ois. So it said by Shabbos it's an ois. Ach, it said by Shabbos the ois. Says you got one ois already. Says as zilzel to have another ois. To have the ois of tefillin. So zilzel to have an ois of tefillin. So the question is as follows: that is Shabbos. That's Shabbos. Sorry. Oh, Fred of Avraham, we'll have to come to it later. Yeah, you jumped about 5 steps ahead. But no, very good, very good. Gishmak. So, Psha'id Azoy, we'll come to it later. We'll try to find the Teretz. This is very possible. Yeah. So, yeah. Right. So, he said like this. Be'emes is Azoy. We have to understand. It said by Shabbos, Ach Eshabsoisa Tishmoru, Ki Oisi Beinim Anechem, by Shabbos, the statement for the Posseg, Ach Eshabsoisa. Eshabsoisa is Shabbos. But the question is, where do we see it by Yom Tov? Where do we see it by Yom Tov? So the Bris Gerov explains, is if you look at the Loshon, Ach Eshabsoisa, Eshabsoisa is Loshon Rabbim. And Shabbos can sometimes imply Yom Tov. It's like Memochras Shabbos by Korban Oymer, Memochras Shabbos, which means after Pesach, the first day of Pesach. So you see that sometimes Shabbos can imply Yom Tov. Oh, it could be it's coming to minimize something else. Yes, but not to minimize that. Not to minimize that. Oh, Mr. Hyman is asking like this. What is the reason? It's very interesting. It's just Derech Agav. This is Derech Agav. What?
You said because of
oils. Yes. Yeah. Now, so Mr. Hyman is asking like this. He says that state in the, it's a Ramah thing. State that women don't put on tefillin because of gufnoki. So it was because of gufnoki, because it's very hard for women to have a gufnoki. So Ibazoi, why do we say mitzvah says in my grammar? So it works like this. But Emes, sorry? Oh, Reb Chaim's not good. Abshai is like this. And if a person, no, a woman is potter, the shayla is not a shayla. We know by shofar, lulav, sfira, soyme, women like to do voluntary. Voluntary, they like to keep the mitzvah. They're potter from shofar, they're potter from lulav, but they still do it. So why do we not find that women put on tefillin voluntary, besides the daughters of Rashi, but Michal Bashar, but that's exceptions to the rule. But in general, you never find that women put on tefillin. Why do women not put on tefillin voluntary? Because of gufnoki. Oh, so that's pshat. Yeah. So now, we have... No, I just want to say why women are potter, because Mitzvah says in Mangroma. Because since it's only on weekday, not Shabbos Yom, so therefore Mitzvah says in Mangroma. So now we have to understand, where do we see that Yom Tov is implied in the word Ach Eshabsoisa Tishmoyu? Where do we see in the word Shabsoisa? So the Bris Gerov, it's brought down by the Bris Gerov, as Shabsoisa is Loshon Rabbim, it's not Shabbos, it's Shabsoisa is Loshon Rabbim, and Loshon Rabbim is including Shabbos and Yom Tov, therefore, it includes Yom Tov as well. So Yom Tov also has the ois. It's very interesting to know what exactly is the ois. Now, before we carry on further, I want to bring down Mishmurah brings down Simon Lam and Aleph. Mishmurah says Azoy. He says that the time where you have ois by Shabbos is already brought in the Gemara. This Pasuk is brought in the Gemara. The question is where, it's true that the Gemara says Yom Tov, but the question is which Pasuk implies Yom Tov. So the Bris Gerov says included in the word Achish of Seisai. However, the Chofetz Chaim says in Siman Lamed Aleph, he says Azoy. Chofetz Chaim Zokt Azoy. He said, Pesach Mitzrayim is written Ois. Where did it say Ois in Pesach Mitzrayim? It says, Voyo Hadom Lachem Lois Ala Bottom. The dam is Ois Ala Bottom, stayed on by Pesach Mitzrayim. So we see by Pesach Mitzrayim stayed Ois. And then Zokt Chofetz Chaim writer, Vahukshu Kol Moed Hashem, all the Yom Tov are compared to each other. And therefore, Bepashas Emoy, they're all compared to each other, and therefore they're all in the same parameters. So we'll go perhaps with the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim says that they're all compared to each other, they all have ois. Now the question is, what is the ois by Shabbos and Yom Tov? What is the ois? So the Choy Apostle Shah is the ois, the Pashas, the ois is, let's start by Shabbos. By Shabbos is Issa Malacha. Ayiv didn't do malach. We always think kiddush Abdallah, but the ikka ois is not that. The ikka ois is refraining from a malacha. A person refraining from a malacha, that is a ois. We don't realize that when we refrain from lamentous malacha, it's a gewaldige ois, a gewaldige connection between us and Ribbono Shel Olam. The ois is refraining from a malacha. You can't just be a yid in the heart, you've got to be a yid in the maisa, and it's a maisa of refraining from malacha. It's a gewaldige zach, you refrain from malacha, and the person doesn't do malacha, that is a gewaldige ois connection between a yid and a Ribbono Shel Olam. So what's with Yom Tov? So Yom Tov Posh, you can say the same thing, although melech zeichel nefesh is mutter, but many, many malachas are osa. So that, the chayre, you can say about all Yom Tovim. Now comes the shayla, what is with Chol HaMoed? Now in Erevin, the Tosfos in Erevin, Daf Sadik Vav, Tosfos there talks about it. What is the halacha about Chol HaMoed? Well, first of all, you might say perhaps we do wear tefillin, so it's a shaila. The Bemis is a mefurish shaila. It's a mechaba and the Ramah. Mechaba says Chol HaMoed gam kein osa. This is Siman Lamed Aleph. Gam kein osa lo niach tefillin. Metam acts because yimei Chol HaMoed zot the mechaba gam heim ois. That's the Mechaber. So now we can understand why many people don't put on Tefillin Chol HaMoed, because it's Mamish, according to the Mechaber, it's Osa, Zot to Osa. The Ramah says, Yeshayim Shol HaMoed Chayb Tefillin, but Ramah says Chayb Tefillin. So we have to understand what's the aside of the Machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. So the question is Chol HaMoed Osa, is it Osa Bimlocha? Or is it Osa Bimlocha? Deraisa. We're not talking about Drabonon. Min HaTorah is Chol HaMoed Osem B'mlocha. So that was the Machloek Rishonim, the Bir HaLocha, in the beginning of Chelet Vav, he brings a whole regime of those who pass again, it is Osem B'mlocha Deraisa, and he brings a whole regime of those who hold this Osem, that is Muta, Min HaTorah, Melocha. So Tosfos in Erevin says that Chol HaMoed is a Ois. Why? Because just like Shabbos and Yom Tov is Osa B'mlocha, Chol HaMoed is also Osa B'mlocha. So he's going according to those who say it's Osa B'mlocha min HaTorah. However, you can ask as follows. What about according to those Rishonim who say that it's Mutter min HaTorah, M'locha Chol HaMoed? And Esha, comes to Euch Zogin, I've seen a Swara, we'll see later, that perhaps you could say that even though Malach is Osen Shabbos and Yom Tov, but that's prominent, that's noticeable. It's much more noticeable. A person refrains from Malach on Shabbos and Yom Tov is much more noticeable. However, Chol HaMoed is not as noticeable, and therefore Efshe is not such an ois. So what is the ois by Chol HaMoed? So the ois by Chol HaMoed, Mishmura, the Tosfos brings it down. In fact, no, Tosfos, the loss of Tosfos is that on Chol HaMoed, there's only two Chol HaMoed b'sach ha-kayil. Chol HaMoed, Sukkah is Yechai b'sukkah. He didn't bring Lulav. Because Lulav is only by day, and you don't do it the whole day. Sukkah is more noticeable. It's day and night. And the Tosfos said, by Pesach, the ois is that, Tosfos said that you refrain from chametz. Very interesting. He said you refrain from chametz. Even though you could say refrain from chametz, it's just Shev Al Tas, you're not doing Azar Maisa. But nevertheless, you refrain from chametz 24 hours a day is quite prominent. You refrain from food of chametz is quite noticeable. The Gaon says different. The Gaon says the ois b'chol HaMoed Pesach is eating matzah, because the Gaon holds like this. The Gaon holds, Avad Gavis, that chiyuv or matzah is only by night, Berev Tichlul Matzah, the first night of Pesach. However, there is a mitzvah, the Golden Machadis, there is a mitzvah kiyumis. There is a mitzvah, one does it already, it is a mitzvah of eating every kazayas matzah. The whole day is a Pesach. And the Chofetz Chaim brings that going down. And the Chofetz Chaim also here, in Simon Lamed Aleph, he brings that the ois is eating matzah. So he goes with the going. So we can understand that the ois by Cholomay can be twofold. Either it's Issa Malach, if you hold this Issa Malach of Minatera, or you could say that it's got an ois of these mitzvahs. So therefore we've now covered all the Yom Tovim Misad Issa Malach, and we've also covered Cholomay either because of Issa Malach or because certain mitzvahs which are pertinent to Cholomay. It's very interesting to note there's a Rashi. Just to bring out this point, if not everyone holds that being an Issa Malach and Chol HaMoed is a reason to be an Ois. Even if you hold it's an Issa Malach min HaTorah of Chol HaMoed. Because they all ask, before Shema, there's a Rashi Moed Kotem. It says Chol HaMoed is an Issa Deraisa. And there's a few Rashi's in Rosh Hashanah that Chol HaMoed is an Issa Deraisa Malach. Nevertheless, there's a very interesting Rashi in Sukkah Mem Vav. And it's a Shaila in the Gemara was as follows. The Shaila of the Gemara was like this. A person has several mitzvahs to do all berech at the same time. What would you say several mitzvahs to do at the same time? And the question was, do you make on all those, let's say you've got four mitzvahs, we'll see in a minute what the four mitzvahs are. On those four mitzvahs, do you make one brocha, ala mitzvahs, or do you make on each one separately? We pass, do you make on each one separately? So what is an example of several mitzvahs that come together? So Rashi himself says as follows. Lito lulav, to shake lulav, leisha b'sukkah, this is all happening, sukkah's time. Lo niach tefillin. So how can you have that all at the same time? To shokol lulav, to sit in the sukkah, lo niach tefillin. When's that? It can't be Pesach, it can't be weekday, it must be Chol HaMoed Sukkot. And nevertheless, Rashi says, Rashi Galton, now you do wear tefillin Chol HaMoed. And he's talking about, by the way, mitzvah, aschi mitzvah, not as you want to, because we're talking about as the brocha, with tzivonu. And shteit noch dem lisate b'tzitzit, she's got all four mitzvahs, you're doing it all together, so perhaps you should make one all-encompassing brocha, we pascha and you make separate brocha in each one. So the question is, if Rashi, another place in the Shatz, holds, that is Issa Malocha Chol HaMoed Min HaTorah. How can he say Lo Niach Tefillin Chol HaMoed? It must be talking about Chol HaMoed Sukkot. So the Chor of the Torah is that not everyone will hold that because of Issa Malocha Chol HaMoed that's an Ois, because perhaps not as prominent, as noticeable as when you refrain from Malocha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mr. Mankov is saying good. The Bir Halacha spells it all out. We can't go into all the details now, but you're right. The BMC is not all the melachos are osa, and even the melachos that are osa, even according to those who show them holders are osa deraisa, but the Bir Halacha spells out according to the Ramban, he's medayik the Ramban, that pshat is, as it was nimsru lechachomim to decide, but it's min HaTorah. The Bir Halacha brings out, it was nimsru, it was given over to chachomim to decide how to ascertain the melachos, but be say that davar, it's min HaTorah. That means, according to the Rishon of Teraisin, he's Medak and the Ramban, as I. Yeah. So now, we have to come to a big Shaila, which Rav Avraham mentioned. Rav Avraham mentioned before, as what we're going to do, we say about Zilzul Ois, we're worried about Zilzul Ois. So that's why in Shabbos Yom Tov, which is the Ois, you don't wear Tefillin, which is the Ois, it's Zilzul Ois. You can't, you've got one Ois. It's a bit of a degradation of the ice, degrading it, if you're having another ice. Isn't one ice enough? Oh, Fregman of Shaila is every person is nimel. And if he's nimel, he's already got an ice. Because Mila says it's an ice. So ice brisk kodesh. And therefore, if you're nimel, how can you wear tefillin? Every single day, weekday, how can you wear tefillin? This ain't Shaila. Noch Shaila is on Shabbos, you've got two ices. You've got Shabbos and you're nimel. So what's the tzachdo? So what's pshat? You've got two ices. Oh, Reb Chaim's not good. Reb Chaim's not good. Reb Chaim. He says like this. He says, Al pi shnei edim yokum dovo. The emphasis is it's a kafah chaim. Many achrayim bring it. Shame the smag. The smag. The smag says because al pi shneim edim yokum dovo. It's not one oisy. You always require two oisyos. So make a cheshbon. Every day of the weekday you got mila and tefillin. It comes to Shabbos. You've also got two oisyos. What? Shabbos and mila. But don't have three oisyos. What you don't need three oisyos for. So if you've got three oisyos, it's a zilzal of the two that you have already. When you say... Yes, yes. Yes. Oh, well, that's good for... As Rashi Gehalten, as Chalomid is not an ois. Yeah, that's good. I'll just say that over again. Those who are showing them, let's say, according to the Ramah. I did forget to say something. The Ramah held, you do pon tefillin. So the Ramah guys can do pon tefillin. Why do you do pon tefillin? I, lechur, is ois Chalomid. So that's exactly what we're saying. That he holds that Chalomid is not an ois. There's no ois. And whichever way you want to look at it, he holds not an ois. Could refrain from Malach, and this is so prominent. Or it could be a whole that those pertinent mitzvahs, it's not called an ois, it's not enough an ois. It has to be refraining from Lamed Tes Malachas, Richtige Malachas. That's called the ois. So they hold, good for hold, there's no ois. No, that's Pshat. Very interesting. I should bring out the Losh in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef, before we go by to, sorry? How many have you got, Rav? Huh? Have you got, Rav? No, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because the Ramah says, Levorech Aleim. You Levorech Aleim? But the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. The Mishnah Berurah is not Machriah like that. That means Azoy. The Ramah says, Levorech Aleim. You do make a bracha. However, the Pesach Achra, Mishnah Berurah, said a bit different. He's got a shiloh with you. He's not so sure you should make a bracha. And he said, actually put it on without a bracha and have a tanai in your head that if it's the Shem Mitzvah, it's not the Shem Mitzvah, and don't make a bracha. So it's not so clear. Depends what your Messiah was. A lot of people have a different Messiah in these things. Some people do make a bracha, some people don't. It's very interesting to know. I forgot to say, also in Eretz Yisrael, so here, very often we find this, it seems when you look around, Sfad, some Sfadim don't pon tefillin, they follow the Mechaber. Chasidim also don't pon tefillin. We'll see why, it's very interesting. First of all, the Mechaber said. But many ask, they are asking Adim to pon tefillin. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's very interesting. Minhag HaGroz, as we start, Dalton, as no one puts on tefillin. Not Chasidim and not Litvisha. Why? Because Minhag HaGroz is very strong there. And the Gro Galton, there's no proof in Kol HaShas Kula. When the Gaon says no proof, he said there's no proof in Kol HaShas Kula that you meant to put on Tefillin Chol HaMoed. As there's Galton the Gro. So, Nara Poshtei, Shim upon the Torah, and it's different Mahalchim. The Beis Yosef, very interesting, I'll just read it out. The Beis Yosef Galton, we'll come back later to Mila. The Beis Yosef Galton, he had Stodin that you should put on Tefillin, and he brought it out from showing you should put on Tefillin. In the end, it's very interesting, because the Beis Yosef said it's not Muchrach in Shas, because very often you have a machloek between Shas and Zoya, you're passing like Shas. However, the Beis Yosef Galton is not Muchrach in Shas, there's a shakla b'tari back and forth, if there's rise in Shas, that you do put on Tefillin Chol HaMoed. And he says, it's not Muchrach in Shas. And then he brings a Zohar, a Gantz Zohar, brings a whole Zohar, and at the end, and the Zohar is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said, you do not pon tefillin. Very stark loss, you don't pon tefillin. So the Beis Yosef says, Uma'acha Shebetal Medidon, that means you, some of Bavli Shami, Loi Nisbair Dinze Beferis, nothing explicit, either way, Mi Yorev Leiv Lageshes, who's going to dare to go, Lava to be over, become what I say, Adire Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is a Zohar, Hamafli Kol Kach Bi Issu Hanachosam. I mafli so much in the Issu of putting on. So, Azoya, this is what the Beis Yosef brings. So we're going back to the Tefillin. So we're saying about a Tefillin or Samila, so every day you got a piece of Shanae made in Yochum Dovah. So you got Mila and you got Tefillin. But on Shabbos, you shouldn't have three oishes, therefore you don't want Tefillin. So there's a Shaila Azoy. First of all, what do you do? So this also answers another shaila. Mishmar says it's a minig, shtak minig, that when there's a bris milah, you shouldn't take off your tefillin. Bris milah shachris in the weekday, you shouldn't take off your tefillin. Although there are others who say you do, but Mishmar brings out you don't take off your tefillin. The shaila is, they all ask, the Gris Moshe talks about it, why do you not take off your tefillin? Adrabah. Tefillin is an ois, maise milah zichan ois, is all an ois, so who cares, it's still an ois. So that's the shaila that's going to Mishmarura. So all those who talk have got meaning not to keep the tefillin on, dafka not to keep the tefillin on. However, Mishmarura brings this side that you do put on tefillin, you keep it on. It doesn't say you put it on, but you keep it on, you keep your tefillin on. You keep your tefillin on. And it could be talking about the people standing there, spelling there. Keep tefillin on. It's a zilzulois. So the teretz is, like we said, al pi shnayim eidim yochim dover. It doesn't matter if you have two oisyes. Other rabbits, okay, it's a good tzach. So you have two oisyes, but on Shabbos, you can't have more than two oisyes. Three is not a zilzul. So now they ask a shayla like this. What about oral shemesu ochiv macham smila? That means there's someone never who is never had mila, a yid who never had mila, and therefore if he didn't have mila, he hasn't got the oisim mila. So according to this pshat, that you need two oisyes. A pish shenayim edim yochim davach. You need two oisyes. So therefore, he hasn't got two oisyes on weekdays. And he hasn't got on Shabbos two oisyes. So on Shabbos, if she should put on tefillin, as if Frankman is our shayla. So the shayla is, according to that, Behemoth is a bit of a kasha bit. What would you say? Taki puts on tefillin. It doesn't sound epes klapnish. Or else, not talking about a mummer. We're talking about he couldn't mal himself. So the Tshuva Sar Advaz says, "Nah, Yizicha chayv to put on tefillin. Yizicha potter from putting on tefillin, because he brings a raya from the Dorim. Dorim state that hanoide me mulim. Someone makes a neid, they're not going to get any hanor from mulim. I state before he starts in the Gemara, as mulim includes everyone in Klal Yisrael, even a oros who made tochum nachum mila. Didn't do mila. He's still called in the category of mulim. Why? Because he's in the midst of mila. Still called mulim. So yizicha somehow or other, he's still got the ois there." As only how the Radvaz. And then the Radvaz sort of says, he's never seen this oral Meisach Machmas Mila. But you saw in the Dovah, he says that he's included in the Mulim. So Zichas Eitzach has got an Ois, and the Prima Godim also said, you go after Roiv, it seems you got the Ois. Now, I was declaring Azar Shaila. Very interesting. It's not a shaila, not so common. But what would be an afal where, first of all, interesting, is a zafal? Is it shaykh in metzias that a person does the same malachas in weekday, the same malachas in Shabbos, refrains from the same malachas in weekday, and refrains from the same malachas in Shabbos? Do you ever get a zar case? Is there a zar case? Very strange. So, the Gaon Zot, where is the Gaon? Well, it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in the Shabbos, Daf Samaches. Well? Oh! Rabbi Ram Zokut. Ah, Mamis. You're either a Lamda Notsum or you're Boki B'Shas. But one of them. Now, Zot Razoim. Boki Shabbos. Yeah, it's a Shteit Razoim. Okay, well, I'll just go straight to the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Ahilach be midbar, he's going to the midbar, and he suddenly forgot when it's Shabbos, so he doesn't know which day is Shabbos. So there's a machloek, it's exactly what you do, but we pass on the Arafun. It's brought in the last simon in Chelik Gimel, in Mishmaru. It's brought, Mamas Halachal Maisa, it shouldn't be Halachal Maisa, hopefully, but if it happens, it's Halachal Maisa, it's brought in the Mechaber, the last simon in Shindal Mem, in Chelik Gimel. Ahilach be midbar, he's going to the midbar, and he doesn't remember when Shabbos is. So if he doesn't remember when Shabbos is, what's he going to do? So it's a Zoy. And every day is a sophic. And every day is kavua. So what's he going to do regarding malachas? So regarding malachas, he has, on the other hand, he's stuck in a midbar. There's Arabs and Bedouins and wild animals. And he's got to cook and he's got to eat something. And he's got to get out of the midbar eventually. So what's he going to do? So it's double posh. The Gemara says, Azoy, that he has to, and we pass on that point, that what he does is, he counts 6 days, ki'ilu it's weekday, but we'll see in a minute, it's not so posh. And the seventh day he makes Kiddush and Abdullah, as does the Korin Balma. But what is the Gaba Issa Malocha? Because Issa Malocha is Mamish Mina Torah, and Mamish carries with it Skila. What does he do? So it's like this, every single day, day one, day two, day three, including day seven, it's all the same. He has to refrain from all malachas, because Esher, it's Shabbos. On the other hand, any malacha which is pekuach nefesh is allowed to do. So he's limited in the malachas. It comes to that, it's the same malacha, day one, day two, day three, till day seven inclusive. And day seven is exactly the same. And he's allowed to go outside the tchum, because the problem is pekuach nefesh. Exactly the same halacha from day one till day seven, till as long as he's there, whatever pekuach nefesh is allowed to do, whatever pekuach nefesh is not allowed to do. So we have a scenario, an unbelievable scenario, where a person is every single day doing exactly the same type of halachas and refraining from exactly the same type of halachas. Where is the ois? I wouldn't be mechadish such a thing, chalila. Where's the ois? If ois is dependent on keeping away from malacha, where's the ois? It's not my. I wouldn't be mechadish zazach, but the Chofetz Chaim alone, he said Esher for that reason. He gives other reasons why you've got to put on tefillin on day seven, even though you're making Kiddush Abdol on day seven. But he says Esher, there is no ois. There is no ois. In other words, the Chofetz Chaim is saying that the whole ois is dependent, not on Kiddush, not on Adol, it's dependent on refraining from lochas. And since here it's exactly the same, all the weekdays and Shabbos, whatever Shabbos is, you don't know which one, but all 7 days are exactly the same, therefore Misad, that itself, he should put on tefillin. Look to Halacha L'maisa, as the Chofetz Chaim says. It's very interesting, this scenario is Marumiz in the Torah, Derech Agav, not regarding tefillin, but the scenario itself. It says, Zocher Hashem Shabbos Zekatchi. Remember Shabbos to sanctify Shabbos. Voshtet Dotten. And by the way, Zocher always means remember, keep in mind, keep the diary, keep your Luach, look at the Luach, when is Shabbos? So having to be cognizant of the aware when is Shabbos. So it says, Sheishes Yomim, 6 days Tavit. So fret the Gom, Samit Sasei, Shish Yom Tavit. It's not Mitzah Sasei. So what does he have to say it for? Yeah, you're allowed to. Yeah, but why does the Torah say Yom Tavit? Then it says, "Va'osisa," and you should do Kol Malachtecha. She said, "Va'osisa Malachtecha." You do your work. Why Kol Malachtecha? All your work. What's come to include? And then it said, "Yom Hashvi Shabbos Lashem," and Yom Hashvi Shabbos Lashem Lekechol. Lo Yisar said, "Kol Malachtecha." You don't do all work. Just say Lo Yisar Malach. Why Kol Malachtecha? What's Kol come to include? Zot the Gona Gavald the Gazach. You've got to remember when Shabbos is. Because if you don't remember when Shabbos is, if you come into this parameters of this scenario of Ha'ilach B'midbar and you didn't remember when Shabbos is, Chalila, then it comes out like this. That you won't be able to do all the malachas on weekday, and you'll have to do some malachas on Shabbos, whichever day it is. So you want to act like a proper Yid. You want to be a Zoy. Zochra Jim Shabbos, be aware when Shabbos is, because then Sheishes Yom Tavit, you can work, Gzum Tai, work, use all your utensils richtig. Vosisa Kol Malach Techa, then you can do all your work, you won't be limited. All Malach Tai, more than just Pekuach Nefesh. And then Nochdem, Yom Mashi Shabbos Kem Lechecha, Loisasa Kol Malachi, you won't do any work in Shabbos, not only work which is not Pekuach Nefesh, but also work Pekuach Nefesh, you won't do. And that's what Kol comes to be Merabit. Yeah, that.